From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. As the U.S. Senate prepares to debate and vote on a Republican health care bill this week, Senator Patrick Leahy says senators should be focusing on finding improvements to the U.S. health care system, not trying to dismantle the Affordable Care Act. Leahy pitched one improvement of his own, a bill that would help bring down prescription drug prices by outlawing anti-competitive practices used by some drug companies to block competition.
Unfortunately, some of the brand name drug companies are engaging in predatory practices at the expense of consumers. These tactics include withholding necessary samples from generic companies needed to gain approval from the FDA.
Leahy says his bill has bipartisan support in Washington, and he's hoping it will pass separately from the Republican health care bill that's under consideration in the Senate this week. Both Leahy and Senator Bernie Sanders have voiced their strong opposition to that bill. Officials say the Vermont State Colleges system can boast the first balanced budget in several years for its 2018 fiscal year. Spokeswoman Tricia Coates says the Board of Trustees approved a $173 million system statewide budget that does not anticipate a deficit following several years in which the Vermont State Colleges system ended the fiscal year, with debt. The Rutland Herald reports the budget has faced significant pressures in recent years because of low financial state support. The system has more than 12,000 students, which includes over 10,000 Vermonters. A new $12.5 million surgical center is opening at the Copley Hospital in Morrisville. The James and Mary Louise Carpenter Surgical Center includes three operating rooms, a procedure area, and a family waiting area. It's replacing an outdated surgical wing. The new wing makes up about 20% of the space in the 25-bed hospital. The expansion is not increasing the number of operating rooms, but Copley CEO Art Matheson says the hospital had outgrown its old operating rooms. Those were built in 1979. The space from the old operating rooms will be used to expand the hospital's birthing center and cafeteria. Owners of Lakeside Vacation Homes say a rowing camp is preventing them from enjoying the waterway they share. The Craftsbury Outdoor Center has operated a rowing camp on Great Hosmer Pond since the 1970s. The center also trains athletes seeking to make the national team or the Olympics and has added a community rowing program. But second homeowners nearby say the business is monopolizing the public body of water, preventing them from fully enjoying the lake. The state has stepped in to develop rules for lake use, and the center has made adjustments to its schedule to appease homeowners, but many property owners say the measures don't go far enough. High in the sky today, partly sunny, then some afternoon clouds moving in, localized showers or a thunderstorm south, isolated north. Cool today, highs mid-60s to mid-70s. We'll have more on the weather at the end of the hour. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.